And welcome to Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We are here on MSG Networks to bring you the latest in what's happening with Big Blue. Hi, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Jeff Fiegels. And even though the Giants didn't practice today, they had a day off, according to the new CBA from a couple of years back. They will be practicing tomorrow, the first full padded practice of the training camp season. And you know what that means, Jeff? It means a lot of hitting's going to be going on.
It means a lot of contact. And, for a player's mindset, it's you're coming out to practice, you're finally going to be able to go against a guy and show your physicality. And, you know, the drills, they all become live. You're going to see a lot of hitting, not a lot of tackling because they want to stay away from that. But it is an exciting first day in pads. You're going to get that soreness the next day. But for the players, it's all about the offseason, and now they're getting a chance to go out there and show what they can really do in the pads and be as physical as you can be.
Now, for any of you who would like to come out to practice, it is free, of course, here at the facility, but tomorrow's practice will be closed. Other things going on here at the Meadowlands Complex. In fact, there's a concert right across the street at MetLife Stadium. Therefore, they're not going to be able to allow the public in. So your next practice to come and visit the Giants is on Thursday. That all begins at 2:30. But tomorrow, again, the full pads are going to be in play, and Senator Weston Richburg is looking forward to it.
We're really excited to be able to get better fits, and I think it's going to be—it's going to help us a lot, kind of gauge where we're at in the run game. And you know, for us, it's really like a full go day for us. So we're excited. We're ready to get in our fits and run the ball a little bit.
Now, people ask us all the time, well, what are you seeing in practice? Well, they're in shirts and shorts in the early portion of training camp, so there's not much you can see. But, Jeff, the running backs really get a chance to show things when they get the pads on.
Well, they do. And, you know, you heard Weston Richburg say about it, you know, the fits. The linemen actually get fits on the defensive linemen. The defensive linemen get fits on the offensive linemen, which gives you a chance for those running backs to find the hole, hit them hard. You know, they're not going to get completely tackled, but you get an idea of how the play is set up, how it's executed. The coaches and the staff will be able to further evaluate how that play is run. And you only do it by doing full pads and full padded practice.
Now, one of the things we will be looking for, of course, is how they utilize all of those different guys. But going through some of these names on the roster, a lot of the questions that people are asking me, Jeff, is about the secondary. And they're saying, well, you know what? We're not so sure about the experience in the secondary. Who are the Giants going to line up back there? John Schmoke tried to find out some of the answers.
Thanks, and now we're joined by safeties coach Dave Merritt. And Dave, it's funny, I took a look at the coaching roster on defense this year, and lo and behold, you are the longest tenured Giants defensive coach. How about that?
Oh my goodness, I tell you what, I keep my apples beside my chair in my office. So, but it's a blessing. You'll be able to be here with the Giants going on 12 seasons. And I thank Mr. Merritt, Mr. Tisch, Mr. Reese, and Coach Coughlin for allowing me to continue to work on my craft as a coach.
Well, and in your 12th season, you have quite the competition going on at safety. What was the message to your very young group when camp began about what's at stake and what they can earn during training camp this summer?
You know, the thing is, what's at stake is that you're talking, we're getting ready to go into a season with rookies when you really look at it. And so no matter who steps out there on the field, you're going to have guys who are going to be in positions for the first time stepping on the field. And so these guys need to understand that the veterans are counting on them. And I've said to each one of them, Landon Collins on down to, you know, Jeremy Miles, who's a veteran that came to us from Baltimore. But the thing is this, these veterans are expecting for you to know your job and know it well. And therefore, when it comes to a game plan, when it comes to making calls, they don't need you to worry about a girlfriend, mama, or anyone else at home. You need to get the defense down, give us a call, receive the call, and let's go out there and play football.
Now, when these guys are out there playing football, what are some of the specific things you're looking for when they're out there on the field? Is it mostly physical stuff you're concerned with? Is it the mental part of the game? Or is it even the fit with the other guy playing with them next to him? What are the things that you're looking for?
You did it. You know football. There you go. You need to have guys, first of all, mentally, they need to know what to do, all right? Once you know what to do mentally, then physically, these guys need to be able to have the physical girth and being able to go forth and take on blockers or have the speed to play on the back end. And you have to have both of them, a combination. And then when you're talking about fits, the fits has to, you have to know if the linebacker's outside, you need to fit inside. If the linebacker's inside, we need you to force outside. So all those things, just as you said, come into play.
All right. Finally, As you move forward here in camp, we've seen probably more so than in years past, you're rotating safeties.
Yeah.
First team, second team, third team, trying different combinations. Why did you guys decide to do that this year, and what do you think it'll help you accomplish?
Well, one of the things I think is going to help us accomplish is guys stop being complacent. When a guy thinks that, okay, yeah, I have it, and there's no competition. When you have competition at a position, that's the best thing that you can have. And one of the things I told all the guys is that there are no starters right now. I'm looking for two guys who can go in and start and take the bull by the horn and let's run with this thing. And then when you look at the seasonal, once we get to cutting down to the 53, whoever the guys that are sitting in that room, if it's four guys, you all are going to be starters, and you have to see yourself as starters. So the rotation that we're doing right now, first team, second team, just as well, today we're going to end up playing Mikael Thompson and Bennett Jackson with the ones. Okay, guys, eye opener. You don't just walk in here become a starter right away, all right? But the thing is that it's always going to come down to work. It's always going to come down to who can physically do the work, who can mentally do the work that we're asking them to do, because the workload is going to be great. But as we go through camp, hopefully we'll be able to iron it out who's going to be our starters.
Coach, appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
And the safeties will be a big position everyone will keep an eye on all summer long.
All right.
Well, thanks, John. And Jeff, let me ask you, what part of this thing do you think is mental and what part of it is physical as far as the coach's evaluation process?
Well, I think that the evaluation starts with the mental aspects of it. You know, who can be relied upon out there when the game is on the line, and not to mention the competition that Coach Merritt has mentioned. You know, these guys get on the field, they're rotating all of these guys in because they want to understand from a coaching perspective, can they count on these guys to understand their mental assignments, their physical assignments, and what they have to do, their fits. So they're going to be rotating these guys throughout training camp into preseason. So once we get an idea of that third preseason game, who can be that guy, they have to prove it now, and that's starting tomorrow in this padded practice.
Well, you know, one of the guys these defensive backs have been trying to cover during the early part of training camp is one Victor Cruz, coming off of a serious knee injury. When we come back, Bob Papa will tell you why that veteran is feeling real good about how things are going this summer.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. We're joined by Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz and entering your sixth year in the National Football League. Are you surprised that you were able to get back as quickly as you have been?
A little bit. Obviously, when you suffer an injury like the one I suffered, you kind of think, you know, worst case scenario, be ready week one, kind of take it slow. But fortunately enough for me, I've been able to, you know, have a pretty fast recovery and be somewhat ready to go come the first couple of days of training camp here. I'm still watching my reps, still taking it day by day, but I feel good so far.
Hard work has never been an issue for you. You came into the National Football League via the hardest of roads. Did that help you in this recovery, coming back from this injury, knowing the work that you're going to have to put in?
Absolutely. I knew it was going to be a tough road. I mean, if anybody knows my story, my road hasn't been tough at all. So I knew I had to put in the same hard work that I needed to get into the league, into this rehab process, and that's what I did. And I really feel happy about where I'm at in the process. My knee feels good after a couple days. No swelling, no hurting, no throbbing in the morning. So I'm thankful for that.
What was the lowest point for you last year after you suffered the knee injury?
I think it was those first couple months, man, where you're kind of at home, you can't move, you're just barking orders at people around the house. Guys want you to just get up and do something. They just want you to get out and do something and be active. I think those were the toughest parts because you just kind of sit there with your thoughts. You know, your leg is in a sling, and you just wonder if you can do this again. You know, these thoughts come through your head, in and out of your mind, but you know you got to keep pushing through. You know you can get back. You know you can do all those good things that you once did. But those first couple months were rough.
At what point during the rehab process did it start to click in for you where you said, okay, I'm starting to feel pretty good?
I think it was around the early part of OTAs when I started to do some athletic-type things out here. I was doing some lateral movement. I was feeling like an athlete again, and I started to feel my body responding properly and responding positively. And I think that's when I knew, like, okay, I can cross this hump into where I need to be to get myself ready for the football season.
All right, this is year two with Ben McAdoo's offense. Everybody obviously is a little bit more comfortable. Now, you didn't get a lot of time in it last year, but talk about how you see your role fitting in with Odell Beckham Jr., with Reuben Randall and Jones now here, and just kind of how you see it all unfolding.
I think I complement it very well. I think it's all going to be indicative on playing off of each other. I think all three of us, all four of us even have different skill sets, and I think where we play on the field and the different route combinations play to those skill sets, and I think you're going to see a lot of different route combinations, seeing us all over the field, backfield, motioning. So it should be fun. It should be difficult for defenses to key in on one guy or one specific set play that we have.
Finally, on Monday's practice, you were out on the field. You got knocked down. Was that actually a good thing for you to kind of get knocked down and then just bounce back up and say, I'm back playing football?
It was. It was good to kind of get a shot, go down, roll around a little bit. I kind of, you know, checked the knee, did a 10-finger, 10-toe test. Everything moves properly, popped right up, and kept going. So that's something mentally I need to get over. I'm glad it happened day one, and I was able to keep it moving.
Victor, we appreciate the time. Good luck this season.
No problem, Papa. You got it.
All right, that's wide receiver Victor Cruz joining us here on Giants Training Camp Live. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Paul Dottino and Jeff Fiegels take a look at the Giants linebackers here on Giants Training Camp Live on MSG+.
The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live on MSG Networks. You know, when talking about this Giants defense, a lot of people are wondering how the linebackers will step up. Well, assistant coach Jim Herman has some of those answers.
I think the number one thing is we've got to be technique sound, whether it be in the run game or pass game, and how am I taking a blocker on? How am I going to defeat a blocker? Where do I belong in this defense? From that point after that, it's getting to the ball, because that's really for the linebackers, it's about getting to the football.
Set, hit, good, arm over, good, violent with the arm over.
Every day is a learning day, so you're going to learn what's our technique, what are we doing, how do we play this, where do you belong on the blocker, how do you defeat the blocker, so on and so forth. So, you know, a lot of that takes place. You know, John obviously has played a lot of football in the NFL, great leader. You know, one thing that's constant with him, which I love about him, is when he's between the lines, whether it's practice or a game, it's full go. There is no half speed for him. It's all effort, and that's what John's all about. Jamil is very similar to John, great leader, played a lot of NFL snaps, the ultimate competitor also. And he goes on the field, he's going on there with a purpose to win. I think for JT, the great thing about this year is everybody's in the same boat, even though he's new, it's new. I think he's done a great job of fitting in with the guys. He plays the game the same way. He's very competitive, being in the right place and doing my job plus. Continues to keep working with that. Jonathan, same type of thing. A lot of NFL snaps. Both he and JT be great teams guys for us. They're versatile guys that can play sub and base, and they're both athletic. They can cover. And I like that about both those guys. You know, our athletic ability took a big jump, and to me, it'll help us in that aspect. The one thing about Devon is, as a rookie last year, I was very impressed with his preparation. He's hungry, and he needs to stay that way. I mean, all young guys need to remember what got him there, and I think he understands what got him there, and he continues to do that. Mark is your ultimate professional. Comes to work every single day. Doesn't matter what position I put him at, he knows it. And he can communicate it, he can talk to everybody. For me, he's a blessing because he's a versatile guy. He can do anything, and that's what I love about him. Veteran guy, probably more outside linebacker, rush-type guy. You know, every day he takes steps forward in terms of getting better at looking at his keys and reacting where he needs to go and doing the things that he needs to do. I like Victor. He comes to the meeting every day prepared, ready to go. At the end of every play, if there's three linebackers on the field, there should be three linebackers at the ball. The ultimate job is to get to the ball and get it on the ground and lead and communicate. And I think that's what you'll see on that.
Backers on three. One, two, three. Backers.
Now, starting middle linebacker John Beeson was limited to only a handful of games by a foot injury last season. Now that Spee Spagnuolo is back as the Giants defensive coordinator, how important is Beeson to this defense, Jeff?
Well, I got to think that, you know, the most important thing for him is be his leadership. And when you look back at Spagnuolo defense and then what Antonio Pierce brought to that, those guys have the same leadership skills. They have the same ability on the field, not only to be able to know what they're doing in their mind, but trying to get everybody else to look at around and get them all situated where they have to be. And that takes a lot of talent to do, and John Beeson can do that. Plus, not to mention his productivity. You look at what he did when he came to the Giants 2 years ago and filled in the last part of the season. Outstanding job at middle linebacker. Then last year was, you know, a little bit tougher for him. But for the most important thing about him is his leadership. And he's going to be the QB on the field for that defense in Coach Spagnuolo's new defense.
And Beeson using a carbon fiber plate in the bottom of his cleats to try to make sure that he does not re-injure that foot this season. Okay, it's time to go to our Twitter question. And MFarmer20 wants to know about Devon Kennard, thinking about the possibility of him being a Pro Bowl player this year. Now, in a limited role last season, Jeff, he had a handful of sacks.
Well, a limited role, but I think you saw how fast that this young man matured and how good of a football player he is. You know, coming out of college, he was able to play all kinds of different positions on that defensive side, but more importantly, he's a really smart guy, and I think that, you know, the Pro Bowl is one thing that I know in his mind that it's at a goal for him, but it's very difficult to come out and make the Pro Bowl because of the reputations you have, and kind of it's a popularity contest. But, you know, from a Giants perspective and a Giants fan, you hope that he can come out and show the skills that he did last year and carry it over to what he has to do this year.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a real productive player. Hey, when we come back, we'll switch gears from the front seven in the defense to the back guys, the guys in the secondary, the corners. Stick around. More Giants Training Camp Live after this on MSG Networks.
The Hess Holiday.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG Networks. Again, the Giants off from practice today, but they will be back on the field tomorrow, full padded practice, and then the public's invited to come out again on Thursday. We told you earlier about the Giants' questions at safety, but what about at corner? They've got a few things to sort through there, too. John Schmelk tries to get through it.
And now we're joined by Giants cornerbacks coach Tim Walton. Tim, you've coached with Steve Spagnuolo before, but this is the first time with the Giants this year under Tom Coughlin. What has your experience been like so far?
It's been great. You know, like I said, I enjoy working for a coach, you know, a detailed, disciplined coach that tries to instill that type of mentality with the players, and that's good. That's going to be better for us in the long run and going through the season of a tough, hard-nosed football team that's very disciplined.
Now, you have two top cornerbacks. Many people think they might be one of the best duos in the entire league in Prince Amukamara and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. What does having those two guys out there allow you to do? Does it give you more flexibility to do more things on the defense considering their ability to cover one-on-one?
Yes, it does, you know, and that's what we look for, you know, complete players, you know, and that's what we, you know, want both of those guys to be. They have the speed, they have the size, they have the football intelligence, you know, to be able to give us a lot of options, you know, if they play up to their ability.
Now, guys have been moving in and out with the first, second, and third teams at that slot corner position. When you evaluate that position, what specifically are you looking for out of corners when you consider them, well, you know what, this guy could be our nickel cornerback?
Well, you have to be a complete football player there. And, you know, there's times where you're going to have to blitz. You have to have coverage skills. And you have to have the ability to really understand the game because, you know, it's zone, it's man. You're closer to the box than you are outside at corner. You have to be able to deal with the shifty receivers that play inside. And then some teams move their big receivers inside, you know, to create the mismatch. So you have to be an overall complete football player.
How would you characterize the competition between your guys? How have they handled the competition for the back-end roster spot so far in camp?
Oh, it's going good. That's what it's about. It's about competition at all spots. You know, that's what makes each group better, each player better. We have to always compete, and the more you can create that, you'll get the best out of each guy.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
Giants quarterbacks coach Tim Walton, back to you.
Okay, John, thank you. And, you know, the competition at corner behind those two starters is probably one of the more interesting ones of camp, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you got some veterans there. You got some young guys. You got draft picks in there. So, you know, it's important for all those guys to understand that they're going to have an opportunity here in camp to show what they can do because, obviously, you know who the two starters are, and they are good ones. You know, DRC and Prince are, you know, like John had said, some of the best in the league. But more importantly, you look back at Tremaine McBride a couple years ago, how well he played. He's going to push for that slot corner position. And, you know, Mike Harris, another young man who can play. He's got some veteran experience. And then, of course, you got Shockey Brown, who a lot of guys like, at least I do. I think he's a quality player. He's a smart kid, and he showed me a lot, too. So, you know, we talk about competition, and that's what brings out the best in all those players. And the fact is that tomorrow, when these pads go on, and they're going one-on-one against these quality. These guys, listen, they're going up against some great receivers. And be able to cover these guys in training camp is going to help them in the preseason games and if they make the team in the regular season.
Yeah, don't sleep on J'Ron Hosley either, former draft pick who's looking
to
kind of resuscitate his career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you know, a lot of people just think corners have to cover the pass, but run support, very, very important, especially with the Giants defense that had trouble against the run last year.
Well, you look at guys like Prince and Mukamura, he can play the run very well. So those younger guys have to get on tape and go look and see what those guys do. Cromartie, they're good tacklers, but yeah, they certainly have to come up there and make tackles and sometimes, you know, be able to make the big play in the open field. Something I wasn't able to do is make that big play, that big tackle in the open field. It's a lot harder than you think.
Well, I'll tell you something. One of the things about the Giants secondary, they got a bunch of guys who can play a little safety and corner. The versatility, a guy like Bennett Jackson, that's going to help him.
Well, it is, and it's going to be interesting because, you know, that final number that we talk about, how many cornerbacks are they going to keep? You know, they may be able to keep not as many as you think because those guys can play positions, that safety position. Bennett Jackson can come down and play a little bit corner if he ever had to.
Okay, first full padded practice tomorrow, Jeff.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I know there's going to be a lot of anticipation on the players tomorrow, but, you know, their necks will be sore on Thursday, trust me.
All right, now remember, no public admittance into tomorrow's practice because of the concert here at the Meadowlands, but you guys can come out and watch the Giants again for free. Thursday's practice starts at about 2:30. Come on out and cheer on Big Blue. That'll do it for this edition of Giants Training Camp Live. We'll see you tomorrow right here on MSG Networks.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.